When purse your lips and give full lung to whistle, and find the air of front ye head be full of teeth and bloody sputal. When shake you head at local paper's story of a crime git, and hold the photo up and say, "He shames us all, this felon, look." Then read the silence, look again, and see that he is you, this long-lens shifty bugger in a park. When no one pays you any heed at all, except the drab-clothed men who sometimes pick you up and van you to the fens and shave your head and make you wrestle pigs, stark naked, smeared in jam. And when you walking dog click, "Here, boy," call the children over, pat his head, "No, he won't bite." But they all scream and run, befreaked by crusty flaps of skin, dried sinew, teeth and hair that you've been dragging round since you unlocked the shed and found him eyeless, stiff and putrid, after 7 months of careless oublié. Then welcome. Ooh, huckster pairs, welcome. In blue jam.
Josh Beltesh. I've been in a wheelchair for just over 3 years. I make quite a lot of inventions for myself. I made a little pantograph lift that will take me up and down for the right level for the sink. But I think this has got to be the best. That wheelchair will do best part of 70 miles an hour. Well, more than for 72. We clocked it on the bypass. Gabriel timed me. And I reckon we could do 80 on a good day. But I'm not really a speed king myself, you know, so I'm going to give it away to Stephen Hawking, because he's coming to London on June the 2nd to do a talk, and Gabriel and me got backstage passes, so when Hawking comes out of the car park for a piss like he normally does before he gives his speech, we're going to jump him, Gabriel's going to bundle him in the van, we're going to drive up to an old airfield in Bedford, and we're going to give the little fucker the ride of his life. I thought these would be appropriate wear for him. I've always seen him as a bit of a Brando-esque kind of figure. So Gabe's going to thread him into them. I reckon with a fair wind, he'd probably get him to 100. Going to film it on video. I'm not going to all that trouble just to see it once. And that will also help us shut him up. Because we're going to film him with his cock out. So if he ever does get any ideas about talking to him about it, he knows what we're going to do with the pictures. Fucking jumped up little spider.
Last night, I dreamt so much.
Yesterday on the sidewalk, and he was sitting in a rubber dinghy with like oxygen tanks on his back and a frog suit, and he had his feet in the boat and his back to a puddle, and he just threw himself over backwards, went smack down on the road. He picked himself up and he went back and sat in the boat and did the same thing again. Just came out smack into the puddle. I guess he must have just thought he could dive in. But we watched him do it about 5 or 6 times and then we just had to go. I don't know, I'm not sure.
Yes, do have a seat. My God, what is that?
What?
That funny little woman thing next to you.
This is Steffi.
What do you mean, this is Steffi?
We've come about her rash.
It is real, is it?
What do you mean?
Well, it's so small. What is it?
Well, she's a child.
It's a bit like a dwarf, but sort of weirder.
Staring at me. It's all right, darling.
I'd have thought you'd be used to people staring, whatever you are.
Mummy?
Right, where did you get it?
She is my daughter.
No, I've seen daughters. They're bigger than that.
Sorry?
Well, Mrs. Flint's daughter, she's twice the size of that thing.
She's a child.
Well, it looks like a dwarf to me. Except with a smaller head, sort of on the way to being a pinhead. Pinhead dwarf, that's what it is.
Doctor, could you look at her rash, please?
I'd be more worried about her size. Feed her up a bit. Get her to do some exercise.
Doctor, she's got a rash. She's been sick every night for a week. She's a perfectly normal child, and I would like it if you would please just...
All right, I'll have a look. And I tell you, whatever she's got, it's nothing compared to her size problem. Oh. Now, this isn't some sort of prank, is it?
No.
If you're recording this, I haven't fallen for it. I'm just looking at the little freak to keep the woman happy. Right. Look, I don't know what you really are, but this woman says you've got a rash.
It's itchy.
Is this for real?
Yes.
Right, so you have got a rash, have you?
My rash is itchy.
Look, I can't take you seriously unless you speak in a lower voice.
Doctor, please, will you just...
It's like talking to an insect. Now, can you speak in a lower voice?
I think I can.
Right. Do you have any allergies?
Don't know.
Have you been in contact with any irritants? Chemical irritants, enzymes?
What's irritant?
Look, do you use biological washing powder?
Doctor, I really don't think she knows what...
Look, I'm sorry, I can't get anything out of this one. It seems to have a damaged intelligence.
She's 3 years old.
I'd have it checked. I don't want to alarm you, but it could actually be dangerous.
What?
I keep seeing a funny look in its eye.
No, Doctor, I'm really not happy about
this.
Well,
I'll get a second opinion if you want.
All right.
Oh, Alison, could you pop through a sec? I've got something very odd I'd like to show you. Dr. Basingstoke's very good with mental midgets.
No, Doctor, I'm sorry, I'm really...
Alison. Just have a look at this little freak ball. What do you make of that? Some kind of pinhead dwarf.
Michael.
Hello.
Check the voice out, it sounds like a chicken.
Michael, it's a 3-year-old.
Oh, not you as well.
I'm terribly sorry.
This is definitely a wind-up.
If you just pop through to reception room...
Shit, I should have spotted it straight away.
Sorry, yeah.
I don't think it quite worked, actually. It didn't work, Alison.
I'll talk to you later, Michael.
They won't have very good footage.
Michael, later.
Oh, I can never tell with you, Alison. You're too bloody good at secrets. Where are you, then? Aren't you supposed to come out now? You bastards. Sarah. Is there anyone out there waiting to jump at me? No, it's nothing. No. Why are you laughing? Hello? Hello? Bloody idiots. I think you're all bloody idiots.
Life kids, suck the box. Life kids, suck the box. Life is 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 suck the box.
Came onto a first floor balcony. I could see him from here. He climbed up onto the railing and held his arms out and fell off, smacked down onto the terrace, picked himself up, crawled inside, and a minute later he came back out on the balcony again, held his arms out, threw himself off. People didn't really want to interrupt him. It seemed a sort of private thing. And after about 30 jumps, he was really badly broken up. People had to help him inside. It took him longer and longer to get back up to the balcony. I wasn't counting exactly, but after about 45 jumps, he just didn't get up anymore. Somebody had actually asked him what he was doing, and he said it, rather than jump off a 50-story building, he thought he'd jump off one story 50 times in case he wanted to change his mind, but he didn't.
Inflate my balls slightly. Oh, thanks. Oh. Oh, now some muff yaps. Muff yaps. Yes, make your muff yap. Go on. Chihuahua. Hello, little fella. Now do the gruff retriever. Yes, good boy. Good boy. You little barking twat. So now launch me on a geyser of piss.
Get your chest on the snatch pan.
Oh, no. Come on, levitate me.
Oh, Madame O'Jeffrey.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, Madame O'Jeffrey.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, yes, oh, excellent. Oh, sleepy, sleepy, very sleepy. Oh, my goodness, that is so good in the cock now. Oh, yes.
Oh, come in. What? It's my dad. He's got to go to work.
Morning. Oh, good morning. You can shove your balls right in. She's got a very wide one. Sorry. Oh, carry on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh. Oh. Goodness gracious.
Oh. I can't now. I've lost it.
Dad! You put him off, he's gone all soft.
Sorry.
Fucking hell.
Do you want me to firm him up again for you?
No, thanks.
Okay. See you this evening. Oh.
We used to live in the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Says she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She says she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. Shit, you think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling of is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, telling me, yeah.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You only loving your mic. I know you gotta get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City. She says she know this ball player, and he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo. You know it's just with you, I'm staying, boo. And when cats be bopping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have the time for life's thrills. So when you sweating on stage, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they be
yeah, so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy, you my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill, no doubt.
That rat could be that cool cat that's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool black.
if something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some, oh, I'm a celebrity, I deal with the real, so if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these squads and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world ends. Lies come in, that's where the drama begins. She like, yeah.
What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, clearly, what I'm about to do can only be done once. It is being recorded, as you can see, on video and multiple sound sources. But the substance of this piece will really be whatever I can manage to say after the single piano note has sounded and the guillotine has severed my head. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, well, that wasn't too bad, actually. I thought it was going to be much worse than that.
Superfly, you gotta walk.
children. Kevin Greening farts like a sex and laughs to see the air full of chemotherapy wigs and bald little heads.
Great. Somebody else can, you know, do the boning and the filleting and all the rest of it.
Yeah. Of course, you know these are wild turbot. They're not the farmed ones,
is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're fed on proper benthic kelp. You can actually taste it in the fins.
You know, there was something in the fins.
Well, it's something that I like to do when I'm not recording or all my schedule's a bit light. I basically host romantic dinners for couples. I've never been a fan of rosé, but this is terrific.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Mm. Mm. Ever such a teeny bit pétillant. Mm. Maybe one's taking the other out for their birthday or an anniversary. And my job is to make sure that they have a wonderful evening.
Okay, now, I want to take you back to that fabulous holiday in Kenya in 1993.
Oh.
Yeah? You were both knocked out by the wildlife.
Yeah.
And really enjoying each other's company.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Does it ever get any better than that?
I do quite a lot of research. You can't just rely on your own people, Hal.
Oh, it sounds great.
However good it is.
So what did you get up to?
Oh, we...
It was all the safaris, of course.
That's right. Mm. And did some painting.
I guess yours would be watercolours?
Yes, you know, nothing special, just try to paint what I see, you know, and...
Yeah, you cannot beat a simple representational watercolour.
Well, yes, I think you're right.
Not unless you have a camera.
Richard!
Meow, Richard, eh?
That involves the art of friendly conversation. Always in a relaxed style.
Better watch out you don't cut yourself with that tongue.
Sometimes, I even get the opportunity to...
Any plans for next year?
...iron out one or two creases between them.
The main thing, I think, is going to be selling the house in Oxford.
Well...
Yes. Bit of a tricky one, this, isn't it?
Well, I mean, Jennifer doesn't want to sell it, and I do.
Do you mind if I just weigh in on a couple of points on this one?
Mm. Sure, but I think it's really pretty simple. Now the kids have left home, it's really not required.
What about grandchildren?
That's
Jennifer's argument.
You know, in 5 years' time, I can see them tearing helter-skelter around the fields, frolicking by the weir in the summer.
Well, it's a lovely thought.
There is also quite a strong commercial incentive. Smart word is that property in that area is set to quadruple in value over the next 5 years.
Really?
Mm. Now, put that into the picture. And I think it becomes a pretty countervailing argument.
What? I should just cave in to Jennifer?
Oh, no. Heaven forbid. I'm not saying that. I'm just suggesting you hold off for, say, 5 years. Yeah?
Well, I can't see much wrong with that. If you're right, David.
Believe me, I'm right.
Well, then why not?
Oh, Richard, yes.
Oh, wonderful agreement. Super stuff.
I do it.
There you go.
Because I'm good at it.
Richard. Ciao.
And I'm genuinely interested in people.
Bye. Thanks, David.
Okay.
Just in the day-to-day workings of their interactions.
Oh, keep the love. No, seriously, keep the love.
Thank you. No two are ever the same. Interpersonal dynamics are the world's greatest renewable resource. It's like a self-generating art form.
And they came to the river, and they came from the road, and he wanted the sun just to call his own. And
Mr. Keeley's free now if you'd like to go through.
Thank you.
Ah, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
A cup of coffee, sir?
No, thank you.
Soft fruit?
Oh, thank you.
Now then, sir, when would you like your car parked?
As soon as possible, please.
Reversed or front in?
Reversed, please.
With a gloved driver?
Yes, please.
Do you have your own gloves, sir, or would you like us to provide?
Could you provide, please?
Certainly, sir. Chamois or cotton?
Chamois.
Chamois. There'll be a small surcharge for that, sir.
All right.
Lovely motor, by the way, sir.
Thank you.
Now, what about parking lights? Does she wear those, sir?
Yes.
Would you like them left on or off?
On for the morning, please. Nice choice of regime, sir. And would you like her moved at all?
Twice during the day, please.
Any particular time?
I'll leave that up to you.
Thank you, sir. Very considerate.
Thank you.
And for the rest of the time, I take it you'd like us to do nothing with her. Would I be right, sir?
Yes.
Right. I'll just check if we've got someone on standby to do nothing to a prestige saloon for today. Ah, yes. Mr. Quooks. He's very good. Now, once she's parked, would you like us to pop a photograph of her around to your office later on this morning?
Yes, please.
Time?
About 11:30, please.
11:05. Just to be safe, sir. And shall we deliver you the keys when it's time for you to come and pick the car up, sir?
Yes, please.
So that'll be at 3:30, sir. Should allow you 20 minutes to walk here. There'll be a little bit of admin and a discussion of the day's parking, but you should be out and on the road by 5:30.
Good.
All right, sir. This is Mr. Sesmezeslis, who'll be parking your car.
Hello, Mr. Sesmezeslis.
Hello, sir.
Now, if you leave your keys with Mr. Prink in key reception, then he'll pop them through here, and I'll give them to Mr. Sesmezeslis, and we'll have her parked in no time.
Perhaps I could give Mr. Sesmezeslis the key.
Oh, no, sir.
Right.
All right, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Help yourself to one of our parking club woggles.
Oh, thank you.
And a chinboard, if you like, sir.
Right.
Wear it that way round, then people can see the logo.
Yes.
Should stay stuck on all day, sir. Mm. It grips the microscopic hairs on the face.
Right.
Goodbye, then, sir.
Bye.
This man just falling. He had no parachute on or anything. He was just plummeting like a stone about 200 feet up. He reached into his belt and got out these two pistols, and he started firing them straight at the ground, like bang, 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 and a real determined look on his face. I guess he must have just thought he could keep himself up in the air, you know, because he was firing those guns all the way till he hit the deck.
It's not that I don't know.
Balks?
Yes.
Superintendent Stack.
Yes.
Sorry to bother you, madam. Could I come in, please?
Yes.
Thanks.
I'm afraid he was knocked down this afternoon just outside the Treagle shopping centre.
Oh, God.
He died on the way to hospital.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Mrs. Balks. I didn't hit him very hard. Must have been an unlucky bounce. Don't remember it too clearly. I was pretty smashed. I just saw him on the pavement and thought, there's that lad with the big mouth who looks like a baddie off the telly, and next thing I knew, I smacked him against the wall.
Oh, Paul.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Balks. Of course, if we can be of any help.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, try and get some rest.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty knackered myself, actually. You haven't got somewhere I could grab a kip?
No.
What about the lads' room?
Well, that's the pose.
Well, where is it then?
Upstairs, first on the left.
Thanks.
Mm.
Why not make yourself a cup of tea?
Could you wake me up when the pub opens?
I'm going to need a few sessions to sort this one out.
Thank you.
for about a month. You have to be very quiet because they won't start if they can hear you. Okay, just listen. There, hear that? Now that is four horses. Three of the horses are banging the buckets on a trough, and the main one in the middle is playing an old harmonium that we left in the shed. He plays it with the back of his head.
Purse your lips and give full lung to whistle, and find the air of front of your head be full of teeth and bloody spucle. When shake you head at local paper's story of a crime git, and hold the photo up and say, "He shames us all, this felon, look," then read the silence. Look again and see that he is you, this long lens shifty bugger in a park. When no one pays you any heed at all, except the drab-clothed men who sometimes pick you up and van you to the fens and shave your head and make you wrestle pigs, stark naked, smeared in jam. And when you walking dog click, "Here, boy," call the children over, pat his head. No, he won't bite. But they all scream and run, befreaked by crusty flaps of skin, dried sinew, teeth and hair that you've been dragging round since you unlocked the shed and found him eyeless, stiff and putrid after 7 months of careless oublier. Then welcome. Ooh, huckster pair.